Release inhibitions and follow your dreams. Van Gogh is a pretty good artist. This is an understatement, but he was also poor. He only sold one painting his entire life, and that was to a friend of his. This is true belief in one's purpose. This also raises a pretty uncomfortable idea. The idea of finding your purpose usually pops up in self-help type scenarios, and while this is never stated overtly, it's generally presupposed that living your purpose leads to financial success. Absolutely not true in Van Gogh's case, and he didn't live the happiest life either. He suffered from mental illness and allegedly cut his own ear during a depression-fueled hallucination. Now, he didn't allegedly cut his ear. That actually happened. But nobody's really sure why he cut his own ear. But if it seems like a good idea to cut your own ear, you're probably not living a happy, fun time kind of life. But nevertheless, he had to paint. Of course, this is an extreme case. A strange combination of market mismatch. His paintings weren't valuable when he was alive. An unhappy life. And a massive talent that wouldn't be recognized for a while. One that did not get him any pleasure during his life. Again, this is a very, very extreme case. Ideally, your passion will be something that can get you paid a lot. The guys and gals who have made the greatest contribution to society were like this, except the depressed ear-cutting part, a passion that couldn't be ignored, one that had to be expressed, one that significantly helped society. But critically, one that they were consumed with beyond the daily pleasures of life. If any of the greatest scientists and inventors and artists from all time were overly sensitive to the opinions of others, they would have given up. That's the thing about modern status and social validation. It feels good, but it's not healthy in the long term. It's like eating fast food. Super delicious when chewing and swallowing, but it's only pleasurable in the short term. Only eating fast food is not the healthiest idea. Short-term status and validation is more or less the same. It feels good. But if you keep chasing superficial status and validation, you'll overlook any potential long-term benefits. Imagine if Galileo or Edison or Newton had given up since they weren't getting a consistent stream of positive validation for their work. We'd still be living in the Dark Ages. Consider that the main reasons for the Enlightenment, the Reformation, and the Scientific Revolution are because of people who ignored short-term status and social signals. Imagine what you could do once you forever forget about that short-term, superficial nonsense. What might your passion be? To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.